Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Allegedly. It's me, Matt, Cole Weiss.
And Theo Vaughn.
And today, our special guest, who is awesome because she is the most prepared guest we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Someone who has listened to our podcast, knows the scoring system, mm-hmm. is familiar with your work, by the way, Theo, especially in the Road Rules days, because found out before you got here she's a Challenge fan.
That's right.
Huge. And we weren't sure. You've done some challenges, right?
Yep, till 2004.
Mm-hmm. Did you win any?
Yeah, well, I was trying to think the other day of which ones that I won. I know I won two.
Were they like the group things,
I think, or did you three win? And I won two.
By yourself, you won? Like you won the whole thing, or
like
was it
him
a group
and a
thing?
Chick at the end? Right?
I won in a group each time. One time it was me and three other guys, and one time it was a group of six or seven.
Oh, so you had to split the money.
Yeah. It was like money, and one time I think we won a car, maybe. I don't even remember. Oh, I've won everything you could win in the entire when you really no joke. I've won everything you could win except for a home.
Well, yeah. That's okay.
Or a like extremely significant amount of money. But everything else on a small scale, like furniture, a house of furniture, shoes, cars.
Shoes.
Cash. Who wins shoes?
They had these shoes a long time ago that had, and some of our fans don't know, so I was a Road Rules cast in 99, which was a reality show on MTV. It was kind of like a partner show to The Real World, and they don't have it anymore. It discontinued, I think, maybe about 10 years ago. And it was like kids traveling around the world playing games based around America. It was like almost like a scavenger hunt.
No, it was cool, yeah.
But anyhow, so yeah, they had these shoes. And so they had different prizes all the time. They had these shoes that could hold information. They had a USB port. So they were...
all right, that officially covers everything. You got it all.
But that's literally, awesome. At one point I remember looking around my life and just being like, man, I think I won everything.
In your house?
In my whole world. Account, on my skin. I won trips around the world. I won vacation. I mean, it literally, like, there was nothing I don't think that I hadn't won.
Oh, my God. By the way, this is the voice of Miss Edie Patterson.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, hi.
And, okay, enough about her. I want to know.
Seriously. I want to hear every single detail of this.
This is the most we've ever talked about this.
But really? I'm very curious.
Oh, yeah. This is the most I've ever talked about this on a podcast.
How fast did that money go?
Like,
was it significant? Yeah. Was it significant money, or could you live on it for a while?
Oh, it was good. I bought like a condo in New Orleans with a friend. And then what else did I do? Yeah, I wasn't spending any money. I've never been a spender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I always wondered, because when it was like a group win on one of those shows, you'd get stoked and then you'd look at how it would break down between six people or whatever. And then I would get bummed out and be like, oh, man.
Yeah, they went
this
through.
This isn't even like a game changer for them.
They've got it. No, that's why they come back the next year.
I guess so.
Smart
yeah.
thinking of them. They're like, we'll give them just enough money.
Enough to tempt them to
so
come
that
back.
Even if they win, they got to come back. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm picturing your house, like you said, like everything is from a different win.
Oh, yeah.
Like the decor does not match at all because everything's. I know you have a mattress there.
Yeah, well, I had a pottery barn. I mean, since then, even once I got in a pot, like everything somehow in my life has been like, now I'm sleeping on a podcast advertised mattress.
Which are the best mattresses?
They are the best.
People love them.
Yeah, I love it.
I have one and I'm obsessed with it. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Love
it.
Yes. Honest to God.
Was this a choice? How'd you come across your Casper?
To be totally honest, I started hearing about it on Howard Stern because I've got listened to him in my car. And then I would just see stuff online. And then I was like, man, I don't want to go in places and lay on mattresses. And this whole thing takes too long and I'm irritated already.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing lonelier, too, than trying to buy a bed by yourself.
That's
I mean,
true.
Hey, I would have gone with my dude, but I don't want to do it. Oh, yeah. It's just so like maddening.
But that's so codependent, too, taking a man in there to buy a mattress. With you. Extreme codependency.
Right, you walk in with a guy and they're like, here comes a creep.
By the way, that was the wrong answer. The right answer was from the Allegedly podcast. That's how you heard
about
it.
Well, I knew about it a long time ago.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But, so you guys just ordered it.
Yeah, and that was so appealing to me to go like, oh, not even different firmnesses? You just decide the size? Fuck yes.
Too many options.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the options. Yeah.
Now, the alarming thing about them and any mattresses, if you urinate into it as an adult, and especially those, it's in there.
Because it's all foam.
Yeah, it's like it is. You can't even get it out. Like, I remember peeing in one time and trying to squeeze it out the hallway. And you can't, no matter how, I had two buddies over, we're sitting on it. We have a board out there leaned up against it, trying to squeeze out. You can't get it back.
What was the circumstance, though, dude?
Urine. You know, we got what it was.
Body urine.
No, I got that. Oh, body but urine. Why did you, we got it. Why did you pee on your mattress?
I didn't. I was asleep and then I peed.
Got it. Got it.
You still did.
The pee came out.
The pee came out.
Or some phantom peer came and peed while you were sleeping.
Well, you know what? I actually broke this down a little bit afterwards because I was thinking about why what happened. And I was thinking that maybe the mattress really is very succulent in a way. Like,
oh,
I
so
thought
it was the mattress's fault.
Like it almost like kind of gave me like a blowjob a little
bit.
Oh, like
Lord.
Like a light blowjob.
Wait, pee?
Yeah. Do you urinate when you get a blowjob? Is this something
I'm not the kind of idiot that's going to be trying to squeeze semen out of a mattress. You know what I'm saying?
What do you take them for?
Yeah, you can't get blood out of a stone, brother. What's up? Are you on a quest for epic gear, housewares, collectibles? Well, Loot Crate has it. It's the best surprise that you know is coming. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items, doodads, whatnots, coloring books, t-shirts, coffee mugs, curios. You never know what it's going to be, but it's always less than $20 a month, and it's for everyone. You know, you hear about some things, you're like, oh, this is just for like nerdy people or just for people that, you know, like comic books or something like that. It's nothing like that. Every month, your Loot Crate has something unique in it. This month, you're going to get unreal items from Marvel, Ghostbusters, Stranger Things, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're like, I don't really know if I like some of those things. Here's the thing about Loot Crate. The second you open it, it's like a time capsule into like this silly world of nostalgia. If you're an adult, it makes you feel like a kid again. And if you're a kid, it makes you feel like exactly what you are. And right now, you can use our code. Go to lootcrate.com/allegedly. That's lootcrate.com/allegedly. And use the code Theo for 10% off any new subscription. lootcrate.com/allegedly. Use code Theo for 10% off any new subscription. I guarantee you're going to love it. I've been getting Loot Crates for 5 months. Not once have been disappointed. I've kept two for myself. I've given three away. Two were for friends of mine's children, and one was directly for a friend of mine. No one ever disappointed. It's that special thing that you want to have around the house so you can always have a gift for somebody new. I just got an email. I got to go. Love you guys. lootcrate.com/allegedly. Code Theo.
All right. Well, Miss Edie Patterson, who everybody should know from Vice Principals, great show on HBO into season 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, last season?
Yeah, total. That's
just
the final
two seasons.
Season. Yeah, they just wanted to do like a fall semester and a spring semester.
Well,
yeah.
That kind of sucks. Or it doesn't that suck?
I mean, in my opinion, it's so smart of them because it's just when Danny and Jody first wrote it, it was a movie. And then once they looked at it more and more, they were like, well, this is longer than a 2-hour thing. Mm. But I actually think it's so smart. And I love that they have just made sort of a giant movie.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
But then you don't have your job.
No, that's the part that blows.
Yeah. That kind of sucks. No, you're right. Because I look at like Big Little Lies, which I loved.
Yeah.
And I was like, done, great, loved it, but they're doing season 2, and I was like, I feel like now they're just like trying to pull out of stuff, and if you try too hard to stretch something out, it doesn't necessarily work.
Yeah.
Which is why you guys will probably, you know, end exactly how you intended to.
I mean, I think that was their intent of like, wrap up this story, done.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you met Danny McBride, right?
Yeah, I accosted him at an event there out in Montreal.
That's awesome.
Well, the guy who books, like Obie and Jim Norton and all the radio shows for Sirius, he was booking that event or something, or putting it together. So he just texted me, he knows I was a fan. Because I spoke to him on the radio one time. I was in studio whenever he called in.
Gotcha.
And I was making him laugh. And so then I was like, oh, I just want to go stop in and say hello.
Oh, that's great.
So it was cool to go, it was cool to go chat.
What's he like? He's the cool dude. He's a cool dude?
Yeah, what is he really like?
Dude, the greatest, like, the best, the smartest. I can't say anything but good stuff about him. Like he's exactly as cool as you think he is. He's an awesome fun dude. I honest to God felt like I
he strikes me as a good meeting, human being.
He's a great human being, and I felt like I was meeting my brother.
Do we have any pets or not?
Does he have any pets? He's got a cat.
Wow.
He's got a cat and two children.
Oh my God.
That takes it to a crazier level. Cat first, children second.
There you go. Like, he did have pets for all intents and purposes.
He did have two cats, but like me, one of them has passed.
Oh. Really?
They were siblings. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Cats go quick, man. They're like grandparents, I feel like.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, they really are. Sooner they rest than you a want lot. Them to. They make funny noises. They have crazy whiskers.
They shed skin.
Yeah.
Or pear.
They shed skin. They love to just be over in the sunlight for a little bit.
They sneak into your room at night. Yeah, so, Edie.
They love cat food.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, dude, you can pop a can of cat food into a senior easily.
Easy.
How's that not a game show? Dude, we had a lady in our neighborhood, Miss Dorothy. She had a panther living in her house. Did she thought she had a cat
it.
In there?
Stop it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, nobody has a panther in their house.
Yeah, one
Miss
person
Dorothy
did. Miss Dorothy did.
Dorothy
dude,
did.
For years she's complaining out in front of her house. I got the worst cat. You know, he's pissing on the bookshelves. You know, we're like, whatever, lady. You know, you're crazy.
Who saw it?
Go back inside. Well, we just kept sending her back inside, right? Go back inside. Years later,
until she got mauled and she got her face ripped off.
No, they tried to throw a surprise party and her cousin got fucking attacked by it.
Oh my God.
Mountain cat or panther. Lynx.
Wait, do you know what a panther is?
I mean, look, dude. You want to fucking figure out if it's a panther? You can get close enough to find out.
Hey, look, I got Miss Dorothy's number for you.
It was a local panther. That's enough said. Dude.
Okay. It was one of those local panthers. Yeah. I got it.
If you want to pet it, dude.
Edie, you played Mrs. Abbott.
Yeah, Miss Abbott.
Miss Abbott, sorry.
Unmarried.
Unmarried.
And so Miss is unmarried?
Yeah, MS.
Oh, I always get that wrong. But now, what about MISS?
Unmarried.
Mm.
Also,
unless you're in the
pageant.
South, which I think that could be anything, right?
Yeah, like Miss Dorothy.
Like Miss Dorothy. Was
she married?
She was. Her husband died, though, in a ditch fire.
God. Miss Dorothy hasn't had it easy. I
you
feel
don't know
bad.
Her life, dude.
Well, her sister got mauled by a panther.
Her
husband
cousin.
Died, or whatever. In a.
He was throwing a surprise party, dude. And you don't throw a surprise party around a fucking mountain cat, you idiot.
Don't do it.
Dude, you jump out of your if anybody jumps out from behind a bookshelf with two handful of confetti, bro, they deserve to get killed by a panther.
What city was this, by the way?
Yeah, seriously.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
I think so.
City.
I feel like this 50. Was Narnia.
Oh, says Matt from Philadelphia where he got molested by his grandparents.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, you started the rumor.
I did not.
You did.
So Miss Abbott is obsessed with Danny McBride.
Yes, and then in a second I need to know how you were molested by your grandparents.
Oh, wait, like, are you awarding points for that? Jeez.
Yeah, you know what? I am going to award a point to Theo for bringing that up because I would love to talk about that later. I'm going to avoid 100 points for that because he fully laid down some captivating shit.
You're welcome.
Do you question it at all, though? Do you believe it? You buy it?
That's the thing. That's why it's so captivating is because I'm a big question mark in my head about all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think very likely it's not real, but wow, it hooked me.
I think it was like a neighbor next door who had a dog. Okay. That's what I'm picturing pretty much.
Dude, my neighbor, my favorite lunch lady got strangled to death by her grandson and they lived right across the street.
Wow. Did anybody on your block survive?
Huh? Tons of people. We just started off kind of at the other side of the spectrum.
All right, good deal. All right, so going back, so being obsessed with Danny McBride,
yes,
the character.
Neil Gamby.
How is that playing that? I mean, is that an easy thing to do with Danny?
Yeah, the best, man, because I loved trying to make him laugh, and I loved just going further than maybe what we had, you know, sort of felt it was going to be. And seeing what would happen.
And how'd it work? Did you get him to laugh sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, we had a great time. And I just think, like, the way Miss Abbott was written, it's kind of, like, full, like, downfield open running.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And I knew those guys are so smart. They would tell me, like, if anything was too much. So
right.
I would just try things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you ever go too far?
Yeah. Did I ever go too far?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
That's
Do you get scared, like, being, like, even if you think someone is that, you know, that funny or that entertaining, do you get, and maybe scared isn't the word, I use it as a general term, sure, kind of a blanket statement, but do you get any feelings surrounding fear when you are working with, like, actors that you believe are so entertaining?
Yeah, I mean, I was fully nervous the first day we started, because I was a big fan of Danny and Jody and David and their work in general.
Right.
And, yeah, it is intimidating to, like, you know, be standing there about to film a scene with someone who you think is so good. The cool thing was, early on, we did a couple of takes of something. I think it was, like, when we're about to go on a field trip in the first season. And I asked him, I was like, do you ever want us to throw something different at you, or do you ever want to play with it? And he said something like, yeah, we'll do some takes where you say whatever you want. And I was like, oh, cool, man.
That's awesome.
So then, yeah, I knew that it was like, it was game on. And I was in great hands, because they were never going to, like, I would never be an idiot enough to, like, I knew I didn't have to be scared, because if something was too far, they would just tell me. Yeah.
This is something that I've always wondered, even when I was little. What's the deal? Well, that just seemed very Jerry Seinfeld, but what's the deal with vice principals? You know, we had a vice principal, and I never understood it.
Raleigh Coleman, dude.
Oh, man.
I never understood it. I was like, the principal can't, I mean, it was a small school. Like, the principal can't handle this on their own. Like, other jobs don't have, like, a vice.
Yeah, whatever. Well, the vice principal, it seems like, vice at hooker. Least in Texas, yeah, the vice hooker. They handle the ugly guy. Yeah. In Texas, the vice principal, in my memory, was a full-on disciplinarian. Like, he was the dude who would give you pops.
Oh, so it was like good cop, bad cop sort of thing?
He just, like, handled all of it. Like, when kids were bad.
But the principal couldn't handle that?
They didn't.
They didn't, dude. They're busy.
You had a vice principal?
We had Raleigh Coleman, dude, and he used to...
How'd he die?
He didn't die, I don't think.
Okay. Is there a falcon or...
What are you talking about? Matt grew up in a sheltered world where his dad made women's clothing. And he had early onset Hebrew slave labor at a maternity factory.
Don't forget the gay part. Growing up around a lot of pregnant women, getting clothes on them. Pregnant... XXX, because if they weren't pregnant, they came in for the inventory stock.
Oh, wow.
And they were very large. And so...
What a sexy
that
world.
That helped turn me the other way.
Jesus. But Raleigh Comey's just sleeping in the trunk of his car sometimes in the trunk at recess.
The vice principal did this.
Yeah, because the back of it was all filled up. His wife was a hoarder, literally filled their whole house, both of their cars up with all kinds of shit. And his trunk, sometimes he'd go in there and rest, get in the back. Oh. And he had like a... thing where it wouldn't close all the way, you know, and he'd fucking just
so
curl up in there and rest. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's one of the last Jerry Curl haircuts I ever saw.
Yes.
And his nephew now became a fan of mine on Facebook a couple months ago, and he heard me talk about him because I was talking on one day on my own podcast. We're talking about vice principals. I met this girl who flipped out just seeing the vice principal's billboard on Sunset. Like, never have I seen anybody lose their mind over a large piece of board, you know.
Was someone you knew just someone?
Yeah, a friend of a friend was in the back of the car. This is probably 2 months ago. We're driving, and I was like, oh, I bet that show's awesome. And this girl's like, lost her fucking mind. The quietest girl, too. Like, she'd never seen a billboard. Like, she didn't know. It was crazy, though. It was really
that's
remarkable.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I started talking about Raleigh Coleman. And he had the last Jerry curl I'd ever seen.
Nice.
But one of his, I think, son or nephew hit me up on Facebook and heard that on my podcast and was like, that's my uncle. He used to whoop my ass, that's what he said. And he used to roller skate sometimes at school, like in the...
Man.
No, that's a great awesome. Vice principal. That's his...
February, dude.
In February.
Just dripping, just that hair just dripping, bro. Because that was back when if you had a curl, you kept it activated. They'd have like a lot of... my black friends or black adults would have a can of activator, you know, and they would just spray it in or rub it in. Or one guy even had like a little dip can, and he just painted in.
And
with
you
this
would
little
see
brush.
Like those drips.
Oh, yeah.
And that beautiful fucking style. Drip. Oh, it's like popcorn. It's like when you get the popcorn, you want that dry one, but you want that one that looks a little ready, you know?
That's
Raleigh Coleman always looked ready.
But Edie, that's got to be flattering. You must have some rabid fans. Like, I feel like the type of fans that
what kind of
would watch
fans?
Vice Principals could be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Not
because,
that watch, but that are, like, hardcore.
It's it seems like too there's a big group of people who because that's an experience that everyone's had being in school and stuff. There's this other like chunk of fans, I think, that do work in schools currently or like remember their vice principal or like, so there's a ton of people who, yeah, who relate to it, who are just sort of like normal people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But then, yeah, there's also like, I feel like fans of Danny in general, like, They are crazy for him.
Yeah.
And, like, I've never had so many people say this sentence to me after working on this show. And I'm like, what is that? Why do they say that? But they'll go, Danny McBride's my spirit animal.
Yeah.
And it usually, like, goes back to a Kenny Powers thing. Yeah. Like, they loved his character on Eastbound so much. And, like, but people, there's something about him that people take it, like, into their hearts and claim it of like, that's my dude, which is super interesting.
Yeah.
Now, as playing a teacher,
yeah,
do you ever get like hit up or emails or letters from people who sexually are interested in that or have like a Miss Abbott thing, you know?
I would say there's a good range of like, there's a fair amount of that. Like when I go to the vice principal's Facebook page or if I look on Reddit or something.
Yeah.
They
want you to be their teacher.
Not that they want me to be their teacher, but they like that she's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So people are into that.
Yeah.
Do you
ever find that hot?
Do you ever take the teacher thing home? Have you ever you and your dude ever played teacher?
I'm trying to think. I don't think we've ever played teacher.
Okay. Yeah. I've never played. I don't even know what teacher would mean, would play.
Have you, yeah, have you guys ever played teacher? I can't think if I've ever played
teacher.
I don't play anything.
Having sex. I think sex is fucking retarded.
And it's not fun playing teacher by yourself.
And no, do you really think it's retarded?
Do you really
I think it's dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, in general?
Yeah.
Maybe you're not doing it right, Theo.
I'm doing it fine, dude. I've just done, I mean, I feel like I've done enough of it. It's not fun anymore. It's just bang, 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 bang. Nobody wins. It's just fucking, here comes a bang, you know. You know? And then everybody fucking quits, dude.
I think we just saw his O face, by the way.
And it's not even, it doesn't even mean anything anymore. Matt's blowing dudes he met off the internet, you know?
Anymore. I've been doing that all
sorry,
along.
Well, still. Yeah,
but
is
it still fun for you?
Yeah, there you go.
You know what's, I will agree with Theo in that the act isn't necessarily as fun, but the game is as fun for me.
Okay.
So if
yeah,
I find like a hot straight dude, especially that I'm like interested in and I can try to take that down, I get more excited about that.
And that brings me to Anthony, our intern producer, who has been definitely, we've had some HR issues.
That's not true. First off, we're not a company, so we have no HR.
That's the first problem.
So I don't know who Anthony would complain to other than me, okay? And when he complains, I just make him take off his shirt.
He has
to
blow you.
Do you think, Edie, do you think that one of the reasons why, like, McBride, like, why he has so many fans, it's kind of one of the last super male characters, I feel like.
I think that's part of it.
Like, there's no, like, I can't even name another character that's just, like, a bro kind of dude on that scale, you know?
I can't either. And the interesting thing is there's, like, a chunk of people who get what they're doing, like, I think those guys are almost constantly making a comment on something and making a comment on masculinity and what it is to be macho. But then there's a huge chunk of people who love Kenny Powers because they feel like they are Kenny Powers.
Right.
Which is so interesting to me that the other half get it and know that it's so ironically funny.
Right. And then the other half claim it as themselves.
Yeah, yeah. It's a trip. I actually love it. Hmm. I think it's such a cool, like, because that's the sweet spot, man, I think.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, playing a teacher, did you go into any schools to, like, observe teachers?
No, my mom's a teacher, though.
Oh.
So, I felt like I knew.
Theo's not allowed at a lot of schools anymore.
Yeah, because I graduated.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Do you have a good relationship with your mother?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, totally. She's an elementary school teacher, though.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah.
Did she teach you?
No, because they didn't allow that.
I know.
Why didn't they allow it?
They didn't allow it with anybody.
It's very weird.
Because of favoritism. Because that wouldn't
be fair
to the other kids
in the class.
Yeah, I
mean, I guess it's like a conflict of interest. But I had her friend as my teacher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still like a
it's
little
not like
bit weird.
She couldn't like...
Yeah, I went to her school.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Huh.
Did you, do you remember how you felt that she couldn't teach you? Did you have any feelings about it?
No, I mean, I think probably because I was little and she told me, like, that's not a good idea because I'm your mom. I probably just went, yeah, great. Sounds good. You
Did
know?
You ever get jealous of other students growing up that your mom was, like, teaching? Like, the relationship?
You know what? I don't super remember that growing up. Well, actually, when, like, some kid would come up and hug my mom in the grocery store or something, yeah, I'd get a little bit pissed.
Interesting.
And now, like, on Facebook or whatever, if I happen to put, like, a picture of my mom and sister or something like that, if people start chiming in and telling me about my mom and saying, like, oh, I remember in fourth grade, she used to always have us do this. If I feel like it's not 100% accurate, I'm so mad at that person. Huh. And it's this weird...
That's fascinating. It's That's psychologically
this,
fascinating.
Totally, because it's also this weird childish primal thing of, like, you don't know my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's oh. it's very weird.
Huh.
Wait, did any of them ever get pissed? They're like, Ms. Patterson gave me an F, but nice picture. I liked it.
So. No, I can't remember anybody. Everybody super dug her, but she had like a couple of kids going through that were so bad. Mm-hmm. But then later she'd see them wherever and they would say, like, sorry, I was so bad. And like,
yeah.
She one time she was like teaching for, she taught first and fourth and she was like teaching first grade and she walked past this kid and she had glasses on and he goes, I hate teachers with glasses, and like gritting his teeth and like clenching his fist so hard his knuckles were showing and like wanted to kill her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Creepy.
He's probably a killer.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, somebody, you may know him.
Somebody got molested at a Lens Crafters, obviously.
Stop it.
It could have been.
And I know you got, you're in the last OG.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan's show on
TBS.
TBS, which starts.
Man, I thought it started like this month.
But well, Tracy Morgan's always late, you know, stereotypes.
But I think it might get moved a couple of months or something.
There you go. Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
That's what I heard recently.
So that's cool. You get to play
That was real cool.
Yeah, that's really neat. And I know you did the pilot of Ghosted, right?
I did.
You did.
And then was told to never come back.
You got ghosted.
I got ghosted, dog.
What's that like? I mean, I've been there. I've been there where I got a job and then you get fired or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you made some poor choices as well.
Well,
it sounds like it's just happened to her.
It does help to know, though, like when you have one of those happen that sort of like rocks you, it's helpful when you hear from like 10 different people you know who you look up to who go, oh, yeah, that fucking happened to me once.
Yeah, exactly. It's happened a lot.
But yeah, I did the pilot. It went great. We had a great time. And then I think they just decided they wanted a different type. Mm-hmm. And I haven't – maybe it came on. I haven't watched it. But the girl they hired is – it's a different name of a character. Like, it's a different character. Different. Yeah.
Do you think they're more ethnic? Sorry, go on. Matt's question.
Were you hurt?
Do what?
Were you hurt?
I was just bummed. For like 48 hours, I was real bummed. And then – I remembered, not to like be too cheesy or, you know, spiritual or big picture or whatever, but I really do think things shake down the way they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And after like a good 48 hours, I could super feel that and go, maybe that wasn't right for me. And yeah, but the girl they hired is really cool. I don't know her, but she
sounds like
was on the Carmichael show and which I've only seen a couple of, but she's real good on it. And
So they went
no hard feelings to any of those guys.
Right, but it went a little more of an ethnic role, probably, diversity.
Yeah, but I think they just also changed the character.
Right.
Yeah,
because they already have Craig Robinson. I mean, they already have some diversity on the show. Mm-hmm. So
okay, I'm changing. I'm going back to Miss Abbott because I read a tweet that said that people think that Miss Abbott might be the scariest character on television. Probably for different ways. Although, anyway, how do you view her and who do you think is the scariest character on television?
Oh, man, awesome. I view her as, I love her, and I view her as just, like, just desperate.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand desperation.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Like, I feel like we all do, kind of. Like,
I'm fine.
You're fine. No desperation?
Not much.
Okay, good. 20%?
Bullshit.
Whatever, dude. You're the one who's fucking hiring boy toys and make them. You know, Anthony doesn't have a key to get out of this room.
Stop it.
Does anybody realize that? You know what?
Yellow card. Theo, shut up. Okay. Ooh. Yellow carded. All right, Edie, yes. So.
Yeah, I just think she's desperate, and I think she's a character who is thinks she's cooler than she is, which I super love. And, like, I'm drawn to that, like, when I'm writing stuff for Groundlings shows and stuff. I love being and watching people who don't know how they're coming off.
Yes. That's cool.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
And who do you see as the scariest character on TV? Theo, you can come back for this.
No, I'm not surprised Matt's alone with a girl for 30 seconds and only talking.
What, are you surprised that I'm not vomiting? Come on.
Yeah. Matt vomited into Marla Maple's crotch one time.
Marla Maples?
Trying to hook up. Who was it?
It was just a girl. I don't know where you got Marla Maples from.
I don't like
celebrities. I thought it was Anne Hathaway.
No, that was a blind date that went bad.
Set to go down.
Yeah.
And you vomited on her.
It was like, it wasn't like vomit didn't come out. It came up into my throat though.
Yeah. And you swallowed it back.
Yes.
And then did you go down on her?
No. Told her I thought I had mono.
Was she like fully?
Oh, it was all bare and I was
she?
Open.
Yeah, she was
really?
Pants off.
Yes, she was.
Anne Hathaway
off.
Was?
No, it wasn't Anne Hathaway.
Wait, I'm assuming you were making out before and then you went down and went, I might have mono, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Just making out.
Yeah, so you have it either way.
Was she nude from the waist down or all the way nude?
Waist down.
Wow. In a chair or on a bed?
Bed.
Whoa.
Could you?
A dorm bed, so a very small bed.
Really? Mm-hmm. Had you already touched her vagina at all or no?
No. It was like. You know,
who goes face first? You gotta touch something, dude. You gotta at least dip your toe in the water to make sure it's there before you jump in, you nut.
Well, you know, I'm an all or none type of guy.
No, oh my god.
And then I went completely in the other direction.
Yeah, nothing.
That girl's probably scarred. She's probably like, what the hell did I do wrong?
It was kind of like when they reveal like a new character or something on a, like a TV show, and you're like, here's so and so. That was, it was like, for me, it was like seeing a new character I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't a fan of the character.
Yeah. Man. And did she believe you? Was she like, oh, mono?
I don't think so.
See you soon.
I don't think so.
Got it.
I mean, would you, Edie? Would you be like, oh, yeah, he must be sick?
No, I'd be so weirded out.
Yeah. Be like, it's something I did. Like,
it's better that you didn't do it, though. Like, how awful to choke your way through that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That'd be
exactly.
Bad.
So I did her a favor.
That's a good point. Yeah. No, you had to find a way out of it. I think it sounds like you did a decent job.
So, yeah. So you that's know. My.
Had you gone for any like boob action
yeah,
before that?
I did boob
okay,
action.
Okay, little.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's something just fascinating about them in general.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I can touch them as far as pieces
butt
of art.
With nipples on them.
Downstairs is a whole other mystery.
Yeah. That Jesus Christ. That's like. it's like
that's where he came from, dude.
Road rules like. Treasure map sort of thing
true,
I need
huh?
to be on. So, who do you think is the scariest character on TV?
Oh, yeah.
I've always thought it was that dude who was on Lost, the dude who couldn't close his eyes, the little dude.
Oh.
About 45, maybe?
Oh, this is sounding vaguely familiar.
No, it isn't.
Yes,
that's
it,
okay.
Is.
Don't humor
it is.
He looks like the dude who would definitely own a cat.
Does that help?
He had kind of like a little bit spiky hair, but he was probably like, man, he might have been about like 45. Hmm. He looked a little bit homoerotic, but maybe
oh my
straight.
God.
Barely holding on to straight.
Well, when you're on an island.
Like definitely in therapy with his wife.
Yeah, islands
tenuous
change
grip.
Things too.
Yeah,
you
know? I know they do. No, I'm open to it. I'm just saying where he's at in the timeline.
Okay, cool.
All right. Yeah.
He's
he wore one of those outfits. He was like in one of the janitor outfits.
I'm gonna
outfits.
Have to look him up.
I don't know.
He was amazing.
Oh, he was a Dharma Initiative?
Yes.
Oh.
Can't be that scary.
Can you
yeah,
look him up?
Geez, can't
I'll
be that
look
scary.
Him up.
None
what am I looking up?
A guy.
Little white guy.
Who's yours,
in
Matt?
Yes.
Oh,
please.
Mr. Rogers by far.
What?
Creeped me the fuck out.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah. Always creeped me out.
Probably Pamela Anderson, I'm guessing.
No. Mr. Rogers was creepy, no? I mean, the way he kind of, like, talked to you like that. And then, like, he had those, like, puppets and that carousel thing and that train that went around. The whole – it was also – it was just, like, the production value really freaked me out, too.
Yeah, because
like,
it was all kind of –
the whole thing freaked me out.
I totally get this because it's all kind of yellow and, like
– yeah, it was – and it was very, like, low budge, so to speak, uh-huh. I guess, because it was, like – you could see like someone holding the train basically as it goes around.
Fuck not on Ian Somerhalder, dude.
Dude, I don't watch the show.
It's a 45-year-old man who looks like he might be late onset homosexuality.
Yeah, even
who's in group therapy, who's little.
Was
even Google search like creepy guy from Lost.
Oh,
open sweater.
The guy who's on that show with Jim Caviezel.
Yes.
Mike. He's kind of got buggy eyes and
Michael.
Oh.
Michael.
His real name's Michael.
Buggy eyes. Yep.
Yeah. I know who you are. I know who you're talking about now.
I saw him somewhere.
Oh, Michael Emerson.
Yep. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a doctor on the show?
Yes, he was. I said I think he was a doctor. I think.
Anthony's a little.
But you guys are focusing on the sweaters and the cat ownership.
Yeah.
And first of all, yeah, you'd be creeped out too if you were Fred Rogers and that's the neighborhood you lived in. There's little trains going by.
Everybody. You know, who's creepier than Mr. Rogers on Mr. Rogers? That Missy Lane puppet.
Oh, yeah. Creepy.
She used to fuck me up. Because she's like blotchy red face and like.
See, now you get it.
And probably a man doing her voice. And it was like, oh, no, no.
She gets it. She gets it.
Miss Abbott's kind of a sexy name. Did you think it was nerdy or sexy when you heard it?
I just thought it was.
What?
Right.
Miss Abbott.
Oh.
I just thought it was right. And then. I never thought it was nerdy, so I would say it segued into me thinking it was kind of a hot name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the name.
Because I feel
that.
Like you have that kind of set. You have that, like, Sandra Bullock of Portland kind of vibe. You know?
I feel like, take it.
I feel like it's, like, kind of a sexy look, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not trying to be rude to you or anything.
But I will tell you that Edie was in a movie called Helen Keller versus Night Wolves.
No way. Which one did you play?
I was.
Please say a wolf.
I gotta tell you, the title alone got me. I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm
well, in. Let me tell you something. All of this dude's movies. It's this friend of mine, Ross Patterson. Weirdly, no relation.
Uh-huh.
Who I never met before. I did one of his earlier movies, but he does these crazy, crazy movies that develop these giant cult followings.
Yeah.
And that was the last one I was in, and I was playing like with sort of a movie within a movie. He plays this almost like, almost this like cracked out Turner Classic Movies host named St. James Street James, and anyway, I was like his assistant, Peters.
So I mean, I'm probably not going to watch it. No offense, but does Helen Keller or the Night Wolves win?
I mean, I'm pretty sure Helen Keller wins.
Well, she had to win in something. Yeah. I mean, fuck, yeah. The poor girl had so much wrong. She had to win.
What
do you mean, had so much wrong? She invented Braille, dude. You know how many blind people had been blind before her and couldn't invent anything?
I
not
think
much,
someone
probably.
With the last name Braille.
Yeah, did she invent Braille?
She didn't.
She did.
I think Louis Braille invented Braille.
Uh-oh.
Her notebook's in Braille. That's what it
250
is.
250 points for Matt.
Actually, it was probably Larry Braille. You know women don't invent a lot of things?
Oh, aww. Stop
It's true.
It.
Go look it up.
Oh.
Go look it up.
Go look it up in what?
Anything.
That's so messed up, dude.
But it's very true, though. It's very, very true. I heard this huge this debate about this the other day. Women do not invent a lot of things.
That can't be true.
Huh. It is. Go look it up, bro.
Okay,
Matt
so
just
are
doesn't
we talking,
want it to be true.
Are
well,
we talking
I'd look it up, but
time.
Yeah, or? What are you talking about?
Yes, from since the beginning of time until now.
There's a lot of inventor, like women inventors on Shark Tank and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm saying women have not invented a lot of things,
like successful things.
Well, I wonder if there was. I wonder if more women inventors are now because there's not like because
they can
right all the
like
restrictions.
Before it was like
women,
oh,
you
oh,
couldn't
not
do.
Being able to vote and stuff.
Yeah, you can't even talk. I don't want you inventing at my house.
You mean Helen Keller invented Braille? It's these.
She did
it's
not.
These,
it's,
and then some guy named Braille said it was him.
Yeah. Oh, so she got shafted.
There was a bumpy ceiling.
She lost
dude.
Again. Helen Keller lost again.
There was a bumpy ceiling and she shattered it.
That's funny.
Oh, wow. First time you ever said that's funny. 2 years.
Oh,
fucking wow. Creep over here.
Edie, is it true that you wrote for SNL for a little bit?
I did. I went and did like a guest writing thing.
Wow.
How was that? Because we've had SNL people on.
Yeah.
I've been in SNL, like on the set.
Yeah.
I know it's, especially for the writers, doesn't have the best reputation, especially for women there. Maybe.
Well, because I was guest writing.
You were treated like
I wasn't like treated like royalty or anything. I feel like I came in and did exactly the job everyone else was doing, to the extent that the first day I wasn't sure, aside from the people who were sort of showing me the ropes and showing me where to be and where to sit. And
right.
It's when Seth Meyers still worked there, and he was kind of telling me how it all broke down. There was a point where I went to a table full of writers and I thought, did they even know I was coming here?
Right.
Like, yeah. So there was no special.
Got it. But it was a fun environment?
It was a fun experience for sure, in that I felt like I got to do the full experience.
Would you want to do it full?
I think I love performing too much. Mm. To just go there as a writer, I might go crazy.
Right.
But I did love the time I had there, because the first week I got a live sketch on that I wrote, and then the next week I got to like help co-write a filmed sketch. So I got to help produce that.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was super lucky, I thought, to get to have like both of those experiences in a 2 week span.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So
it was real cool.
What is it like? What is it? Do they have guests like?
Yeah, I guess every now and then they'll go see a show somewhere or see a few shows in different places and have some guest writers.
That's
in.
Cool. And Colin, yeah. Colin was involved in bringing you on.
Yeah,
Colin Jost.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that he would be such an on-screen talent?
And no, he was the head writer at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? But in being around him, did you know that he could be a star?
I mean, that's the weird thing is like every writer there, you kind of think like, God, everyone here is so damn funny and like has such a funny brain.
He's a cute.
He's really cute, but I mean, like a lot of them are.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing is you go like, oh my God. Not only did he obviously had potential.
Did you know
to
he
do
was gonna,
giant things? He was already the head writer of.
Did you know he was going to bang Scarlett Johansson?
I did not know that.
Oh, okay.
I should have asked
I can't
him.
Believe that?
No, he did. He was.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear of this.
How are they together now?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I don't know. There's been pictures here or there.
Oh, got it. How long were they a thing?
I don't know.
Like a weekend.
What are you asking me for?
I should follow things more.
No, you shouldn't. It's illegal.
He's a cutie pie, though. Hey, Theo, have you ever auditioned for SNL?
Nope. Maybe I'll get to it in the next year or two. You know?
Okay.
I mean, I have aspirations about it, you know,
would
starting
you?
To get into sketches. Yeah.
I'd be curious to see if how you would take that.
I'm starting to get into sketches. I had a good meeting with Warner Brothers yesterday.
Nice.
Their whole casting department. Pretty
nice.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I think Theo's on the brink of it happening.
I buy that.
You text your fucking friend back, dude.
I did. I emailed him.
And helped me out.
Who's your friend?
One of his buddies is always
a guy
buddies.
Who bought a script I wrote over at Fox.
Yeah.
Texted me because they had a Fox-like showcase that Theo performed in, and he texted me during it and said he was killing it, he was crushing it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, great, you know, I support him. He's my ride or die. And Theo hasn't heard anything yet, but I emailed him today.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
So.
And is that guy in casting there?
No. He's like
producer
a
or
big
something.
Producer.
Yeah.
Development, right?
Awesome, man.
He's in development.
He buys the shows and shit.
Great.
So anyway, we'll make it happen. Theo, I think it's going to happen.
Where's some
for
wood
you.
We can knock?
Yeah. Oh, I'm good. I'm good at my job.
I believe
I know
it.
You
I'm trying. I'm trying to help you psychically.
Yeah. No. I mean, I appreciate it, but yeah.
You
I'll
also
be up
did,
here tonight, 10:30.
You also did Curb, right?
Yeah, I did a Curb. That was awesome.
How do you feel about the show coming back on? Did you see it?
I haven't seen the first episode yet, but I love that show.
Oh,
I think
it's
so funny, dude. It gut punches me, like makes me laugh when I think I'm not going to. I'll think like, okay, yeah, I see where they're going with us, and then it'll make me like scream laugh.
Yeah, you seem like a chill chick.
I'm a pretty chill
what
chick,
man. Like I'd want to hang out with her.
Matt knows anything about chicks.
Okay,
first of all.
I do.
Well, just keep your face.
My mother has a very strong hold on me.
Okay, that's true.
Well, if we hang out, I'll keep your face pretty far from my crotch.
Do it for your own safety. No, I just want. How would you describe? How are you? Like Miss Abbott's crazy. Who's Edie? She's just a chill.
I'm pretty chill.
She's wearing a shirt that says Patrick Swayze in the Dirty Dancing, like
no writing on
in the
wall.
Dirty Dancing font,
just
which is
remember.
Pretty cool. Maybe a little hipster, but
maybe a little. Yeah, I don't know.
What do you
like,
and your husband do? What do you do? What do you do to hang out?
Let's
All right,
see.
Maybe I should change my mind.
No, yeah. Maybe she's a creep.
Now, are you guys, do you have any children?
Nope.
Are you considering or not?
I was telling Matt before you got here, because he was talking about like his journey with all that.
Yeah, he's trying to get one.
Yeah, neither one of us have ever felt like we've always felt kind of ambivalent about it. Mm-hmm. And we feel like at least one of us should be like, I really want a kid.
Right.
And we, neither of us really
does. Do you think
does.
That will happen?
I don't. I'm open to anything happening all the time, but I don't super feel that right now. I love kids, but
have y'all
I
been
don't.
Checked out? You had ample DNA?
I would assume.
DNA?
Yeah. Well, we have not been checked out.
You know, you never know. If your seed is good or the womb is, you know, okay, you never know. Right. You never know what's going on.
Yeah. I should find out if I'm all dry.
I don't think you need to put yourself through that until one of you says, I really want a kid, and then you can go through.
But that's a good point. There's probably a lot of people kids and don't know that. Yeah. Back to that, I mean. There's a lot of people out there just having children with no real plan.
You sure. think? I would say 75% of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we decide that something doesn't work, like you said, then my plan will be to pull like a Raising Arizona and go
Ooh.
Take one from a rich family.
Ooh, I'm down.
Ooh.
You can count me in.
Yeah.
I'll cool. be your husband.
I
hunter.
Would help that.
Right. Why not?
Sneak into a rich person's house and get their kid?
Yeah. They got too many.
And raise him poor?
Yeah. Oh. And here's what you do. You just send pictures occasionally back to the rich family of him doing really poor shit.
Like what?
Like splitting a plum with a black kid.
A plum.
Or hanging out with Miss Dorothy and the Panther.
Yeah. They're standing outside of a crime scene where a panther just killed.
You're killing this ditch. We're going to light it on fire.
Yeah.
For Miss Dorothy's husband.
Yeah,
do you want kids?
Yeah, I think I'd like to have some children. I mean, I think I'm going to have probably a more traditional environment where my wife doesn't have to work if she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think you got to have – I think it helps to have a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Like an actual one, not one that stays at home and then gets a nanny and just gets her nails done, you know? Mm-hmm. But like a real stay-at-home mom. I mean, statistically, maybe. Kids do so much better when they have two parents.
Sure.
Across the board, you know? I mean, it's one of the biggest things that even plagues like the black community. When they have two parents – Most of the kids have just a much better shot of graduating high school, going to college. I don't know. So I'd probably get me a woman that really wants to have maybe three children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a piece of land somewhere, maybe a little bit of wood. You know,
get some wood for when you want to make a fire.
Yeah, when you want to make something
cool,
make a baby crib out of it.
I'll be a godfather.
Yeah, come out there with it. Get your son out there.
Yeah.
Dude. Get your Vietnamese son. Matt's trying to get a Vietnamese child right
I know,
now.
I love it.
He'll come hang out with
Chet.
Daryl.
What's his name? Yeah.
I'm sure yours is Daryl. No, mine's
Dyke, I think, is going to be my son's name. Is that bad?
Yes. Is that bad?
Come on.
Yes. I would say it is.
But
it's
spelled the other way, though.
Oh, in that case.
In that case.
But hold on, which is which way? That's the only thing. I think it's D. What is it?
D-I-K-E?
You'd want to spell it with an I, because then it could be a thing that's poking into water.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dick Van gets away with it, so maybe you can get away with it, too. No, my son's name's going to be Finn.
Oh,
I
wow.
love that name.
Yeah, Finn. I love
that's
it, too.
That's awesome.
It's definitely, and it's a, it's an aphrodisiac in Japan, too, isn't it?
What?
Finn,
yeah, I think shark fin.
I hope those two ideas never cross paths.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's a good pickup line. I'm an aphrodisiac. You know, in some countries, I'm an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Shark fin's very expensive, too.
I believe
it's probably more expensive to get whatever poundage of shark fin it is than to get an actual son named Finn. And that's sad.
Probably. Have you decided Vietnamese?
No.
Theo
likes to make things up.
Got it.
But I would think you'd look good with a Vietnamese kid.
What's the difference? Why would I look good specifically with a Vietnamese kid?
Dude, here's it. Well, I'll tell you. I'll explain one beautiful scenario.
Oh, boy.
Say you get a real Irish kid, double Irish, Scottish,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Like white Scottish.
Okay.
Okay? Whatever that is.
Okay.
And you already have issues with the sun. You're no friend of the son, right? And now you got this kid. You spend a third of your day constantly just basting this young buck with fucking.
You know what? People make do.
People.
Countries and.
Says this in Downton Abbey. People make do. I'm just saying, you're going to have enough on your plate as a single father. I don't want you to have to spend a fifth of your day.
On sunscreen?
Putting your kid in a sunscreen dip.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? I appreciate you looking out for me. If that should be my only worry.
And yes. You live in Westwood, so hotels filled with Asian restaurants. Checkmate. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Oh, anyway. Well, Edie.
Edie, such a pleasure.
So do you have in your Edie, who's your number one?
Carol Burnett's up there.
You're like, that's Carol Burnett.
Hang on, I gotta get all my farts out.
I just love that she even thinks like that.
Yeah. See, told you, cool chick.
It is cool.
She's Carol Burnett?
Yeah, she's one. Way high up for me.
Okay.
She has a new show coming out, you know.
Yeah,
that.
She does.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be interesting to watch.
Yeah, that was an interesting excuse. That was an interesting, like, I kinda wanna kill her for it. Match with Way. I can't wait to see it. That was an interesting response.
No, I don't want to kill her for it.
I hope it does a lot of fundraising for dementia is what I'm hoping.
Stop
she's
it.
At 96.
But she has no dementia.
In the show, does she have dementia?
No. Theo talks about things he doesn't know.
She's 96 years old, dude.
Dear
well,
God.
Then hopefully the show does great things for Alzheimer's and for cancer and for... Blind, you know, Braille.
Oh yeah.
Let's hope it reinvents the Braille
which
system.
Which Helen Keller created.
Helen Keller, right on.
Shout out to HK.
Yo, yo, big ups.
One of my
girl.
Favorite Twitters is if you follow Helen Keller, and it's like a picture, and every picture is just black. It's like, look at the picture I took.
That's like Stevie Wonder on Twitter. It's just all like random letters that are tweeted out.
I love it. And it'll be things like... it's hysterical. It's my favorite Twitter of all. And on that note.
So Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett.
Yeah, if I got to say something.
Would you
I'm
sleep with
her.
Carol Burnett?
No.
No?
Nah.
Hold on. So Matt and I do a last round, right?
Yeah.
Would you sleep with Michael Landon?
Huh? I mean, are we talking back in the day or Carol Burnett now?
No.
Carol Burnett now.
I can't do it.
Because of her age?
There's no writing on
yeah, it's too weird.
Okay.
Just remember. Yeah.
Back in the day, you'd bang her?
You're the one.
Back
that's
in
not
the
even
day,
the words.
Back jeez. In the day, like, if I could be me and she could be young.
Yeah.
Maybe it happened
what
after a couple glasses
terrible.
Of wine.
Okay, I see what you're into.
Something
okay,
might
maybe.
Happen.
Would you bang Michael Landon?
No. Maybe when I'm 80.
You thought about it a little bit there.
Yeah, I thought about it. He's better looking than a lot of the chicks are nowadays.
Imagine beautiful. That hair.
Huh? What about,
that
beautiful
hair.
Man.
What about him straight... like straight out of Little House on the Prairie, and you're your age now. Would you at least kiss him?
Here's what I would do.
Okay. Let's
I
get into
would
it.
Slip
hold
a finger in?
No.
Oh.
Matt. I
Matt.
Just met
Matt.
Him.
Sorry.
This is my first time meeting him.
Little Pinky in the Prairie? No.
Okay. I would touch his cheek against my neck for maybe about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Just kind of put him like this.
Yeah.
And that'd be it. And then I pat him on the fucking back.
Okay. No
see,
handy.
No. Huh?
No handy?
Nothing
no.
like that. We're just first
Michael
time
Michael Landon
meeting.
Deserves that.
Well, he
why
can
would
get
you
that
deny
somewhere
him
else,
that?
Dude. I'm not going to be like that for him in the beginning. Piece of shit, dude.
Wait until
he
gets you a big house on the prairie.
You.
Okay.
But now, what about
bang,
this?
I'd bang Bette Midler for sure.
You would?
Yeah.
You couldn't.
You might vomit.
I mean, it'd be worth it for sure.
Worth what?
I don't know. Put her and then Meryl Streep and Oprah.
Oh, God.
The
just...
four of us would have such a good time.
No, you wouldn't.
It'd I'd be quoting their movies.
But you would have no boner.
No, well, you know, they could enjoy each other.
It would just be you kicking, softly kicking them in the cooter, bro. This would be the worst. So our last round is Matt and I each have, it's a game, so Matt, somebody has to win, right?
Awesome.
And there's a last round right now. Your scores, Ms. Patterson?
The scores are right now. Matt, 250. Theo, 100.
Okay.
Unbelievable that that's the score. And now how it ends is Matt and I each are going to pick three people, celebrities, that we think you would have sex with,
great.
Right?
Ooh.
And you have to tell us whoever got the most. Is
great.
That fair? We're not
fair.
Trying to be offensive to... Okay,
no, I'm
going to
try to be real honest.
Okay, good.
You be honest.
Yep.
You think it's a good contest?
Yeah,
since we talked about
fun.
This a little
I love
bit
it.
At the
that's
end?
Good.
Okay, great.
So... we will say a name,
uh-huh.
and she has to honestly say yes or no. I'd hit it.
Okay, and it can't be anybody she's already named in the show.
Okay,
is that fair?
Totally
although
fair.
I do want to know if you would bang Danny McBride though.
No, because he's honest to God. Like,
a brother.
I love him from the bottom of my soul, like his brother,
yeah.
like my brother.
Yeah,
and I'm like almost equally obsessed with his wife, who's awesome.
Oh,
so yeah.
Time?
So, yeah, I would never.
His wife
throw Oprah in there?
Possible threesome.
There you go. Okay, let's do this.
His wife has a cat.
All right.
And ready? Does it have to be all real characters?
No.
Okay.
It could be anybody.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
Pee Wee Herman. This is genius. It's
is
like,
this now?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No way. No way.
He's a genius.
Yes.
He might be a little weird, but it's Pee-wee Herman.
Shut it down, please.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a hard one, though. I didn't really think about it.
I know. It was like I asked you like some Barbara Walters question.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Theo?
The Fonz.
Again, now or on Happy Days?
We already know she's an ageist. She's not going to bang him now.
Yeah, not now. The Fonz.
Yes.
Wow, that's an easy one, though.
It's not an easy one.
Yeah.
No.
Well, for me and Edie, it was.
Yeah, pretty easy. Pretty easy. Okay. Also, if you see him interviewed, he's so nice.
Yeah, he's the nicest guy. Okay. Damn, I want to pull this one up, but I already said the name. But I'm going to do it anyway, because I'm just very curious. Oprah.
No.
Oh, bullshit.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why. I would love to hang out with her.
Yeah, thank you.
Gail. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, it's 1-0.
Okay, and then this one is the... I don't know the name, but I'm going to describe the character. Is that okay?
If we get it.
Okay.
Is this going to be like The Lost Guy, or is this going to take forever?
No. What was that man's name again?
Michael Emerson.
Yes. This is Marty McFly's dad when he goes back in time, and he's taking his mom to the prom.
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover.
Ooh, yes.
I'm a no on that one.
I'm a no on that one, too.
Wow, you guys are
too idiots. Like too shaky. He seems like all angles.
Yeah, that's a bizarre one.
Too squirrely. He's coming in hot.
Yeah, he is squirrely.
All right. Mm-hmm. This will either give me the win, or if I lose...
No, we each have one.
You don't have one?
Fonz.
Oh, the Fonz. Crap. Jeez. Okay. Then I got to come up with a good one. Fonz.
This is a good game.
This is a good game. Okay. I got to come up with a good one, because I want it to be interesting and not like Brad Pitt, you know?
Sure,
like
whatever.
I want it to be a good one. Oh, I could see if you're into some chocolate.
Sure. Try anything.
Ooh.
Stepmom, she's in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Never mind. She was in the hospital. She passed. All good?
What?
Let's finish up this round. No, she's not dead. She's fine. I don't even have a stepmom, actually. My dad's dead. Can we just finish the game?
Dear God.
That what was awful. You just toyed with us. Like, okay. All right. I'm going to go with James Earl Jones.
No.
You have no connection. Not even for the voice? Women.
The voice?
Who's
that would be
fucking someone for a
great voice,
dude.
Great voice. Yeah, imagine dude. What that voice can do while you're in bed.
Yeah, then put it on the radio and fuck somebody you like.
Heyo. Yep.
All right, see if you can bring it home, Theo. But don't go obvious.
Dude, anybody's fucking a better guess than James Earl Jones.
I think Theo's right. That was pretty dicey.
A 90-year-old mixed man with an epiglottis issue? Let me think here. I'm going to go. Oh, I got this one. This is Jeff Daniels.
And which era?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. And it's going to be the when he did that show, The Writer, with the writing show.
Oh, the newsroom?
Oh, my God. I can't even see his face in that show.
I think we got our answer.
Wait, hang on. Walk me through a little more so I can see his face.
Dumb and Dumber?
No, because Dumb and Dumber is a little bit different. What's another thing he did around the newsroom that would be?
Oh, yes. Got it. Ooh, this is a very interesting one.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn too.
I'm even torn.
Yeah. I'm really torn and I'm going with yes.
Oh, ergo. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Theo.
Theo took it.
Took it.
It's all right. Matt won last time.
Jeff Daniels.
Matt always wins.
Congratulations.
That was a fun game, though.
That is a fun game.
That's real fun.
I'm going to play that with myself. I do all the time.
This is one of my favorite interviews. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, Edie,
you guys,
you're
I had a blast.
Great.
Thanks
I'd love
for having
to hang out.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
I have troubles with boundaries, just so you know.
Sure.
But we can start with email, maybe, for your safety.
Great.
And we can go from there. Everybody... Watch Vice Principals, season 2. Go back and watch season 1. We're sad to hear, but we know there's not going to be a season 3.
All the more reason to get into it now.
Get into it now.
Get into it while it's hot.
Yep.
Check out The Last OG when that comes on, whenever.
That's going to be cool.
And you can follow Edie on social media at
Edie Patterson High.
It's cute.
Points.
Jinx.
Jinx.
Thank you so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you very much, and best of luck to your grandmother, or your stepmother, whomever. Yeah.
She doesn't need it. She passed.
She passed.
Well, I have an app that's hooked up to her heart. So it's great.
Up to date?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Oh, it's not going to get uploaded, the software.